Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Ghost in the Crypt. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. And now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Hey, what's going on here? What's all the dark for?
Hush, Alan.
Hush?
Uh-huh. We're waiting for a ghost.
A ghost?
A ghost.
What on earth are you talking about?
We're waiting for a ghost. He's coming to visit us.
Well, let's turn on the lights, then. We'll be able to see him.
Oh, he'll make himself seen, light or no light. Have you ever seen him?
I haven't.
No?
No, but Blackstone has. Oh, darn it.
I'll take it. Turn the lights on, Rhoda.
Right.
Blackstone speaking. Yes? Oh, I see. Yes, I'll go right on out there. All right, I'll report back to you. Goodbye. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to postpone our little meeting with my ghost, Rhoda.
Huh?
We're going out to meet some real ones.
What do you mean?
I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, Dwight Malkin.
Oh, I remember him. Didn't his uncle leave him a fortune in uncut jewels?
That's right, but he hid them somewhere around the old mansion, the one he left to his widow.
Oh.
The nephew was supposed to have to find them.
Did he find them?
No, he didn't. He thinks they're hidden in the cellar of the old house.
Well, why doesn't he go and look for them there?
The old lady won't let him in.
He should send somebody else, then.
He can't. The old house is supposed to be haunted, and no one dares go in at night.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Dwight Malkin says he's just come from the house and that there are all sorts of flickering blue lights and banging shutters and queer noises out there. He wants me to find out about it and get into the cellar if I can.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Nothing. You want to come too, Alan?
Me?
Sure, I'd like to. Rhoda, here, wear this cape over your dress.
Mm-hmm.
It may be chilly out there by the old house. Come on.
Well, ma'am, we sure got rid of your snooping nephew quick tonight.
That's right. He can't come in here. The ghost will scare him away.
Do you think, ma'am, that he knows we found the jewels?
No, and he never will. Those jewels should have been mine. Ned promised them to me, and then he left them to that nephew of his. But he'll never get them while I'm alive.
Listen.
It's a car.
It's stopping here. Somebody's getting out of it. They ain't scared. Look out the window.
Let me see. The fool. Isn't he afraid of ghosts?
Who is it, ma'am? Anyone you know?
It's Blackstone, that magician.
What's he doing here?
I'm going down to the cellar. You stay here.
What'll I do?
Let him go wherever he wants to. Don't you bother him.
What if he goes to the cellar?
I'll watch him from there. You come down in 10 minutes, and that will be the end of Blackstone.
You're not afraid of ghosts, are you, Alan?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not me.
Good. I guess I'm not, then.
Look, Rhoda. Blackstone said we should follow him if he wasn't out in 10 minutes.
I know. It's 10 minutes now. Well, come on.
Well, don't you want me to sort of stay here and wait for you? You could call me if you needed help or anything.
No, sir. I won't go in there alone. Oh, not that I'm afraid or anything, but... Say, you are scared.
Me? Oh, no. Come on.
Why are you hanging back?
Oh, you know, ladies first and all that sort of thing. Or is it all that sort of rot?
There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Blackstone says that if I hear a ghost, all I have to do is to turn around and walk backwards. That's all there is to it. I'm not afraid.
Well, what are your teeth chattering for, then?
Those are your teeth, Alan Kent, and you know it.
Yes, they are.
Well, here we are. Open the door, why don't you?
I am. Don't rush me.
You don't hear anything, do you, Alan?
Well, sort of creaking.
It's a shutter. It isn't a ghost. There are no such things as ghosts. There are no such things as ghosts.
You said that.
I know. I wish it weren't so dark.
Rhoda.
Yes, Alan.
There's nothing in it, and those noises aren't ghosts. Don't you think maybe you ought to walk backwards?
No, I guess it wouldn't do any harm, since you're afraid. There, 5 steps backwards, Blackstone said. Oh, what's that?
The ghost! The ghost of Ned Malcolm!
Something went through that window.
Not something. Somebody.
We'd better get down to Blackstone in the cellar.
Yes, here's the door right where he said it would be. Come on.
You bet. I don't like it here alone.
Well, you're not alone. I'm here.
That's what I said. Alone.
Stop that, Mr. Blackstone. Stop that digging.
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Malkett. Thank you for digging up my jewels, Mr. Blackstone.
Your nephew's jewels, you mean?
No, mine. And now, Mr. Blackstone, I'm very much afraid that I shall have to ask Jake to shoot you. I've got a gun, so don't you try to move.
Well, if you have a gun, why don't you shoot me yourself?
No, I'd rather Jake would do it. I really don't like shooting people at all. It's too messy. Listen, that's Jake coming now. I told him to be here in 10 minutes, and Jake always obeys me. Here he is now. Blackstone!
Turn around, Rhoda, turn around.
Do you hear a ghost?
Turn around.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Ned. It's Ned. Oh, don't hurt me. I promise Jake can have the jewels. I promise.
Why did I scare everybody into fits every time I turned around?
Look, let's not even talk about it anymore. I don't want to know what was going on. I just want to forget if I can.
Well, turn off the light, Rhoda.
Not that. Anything but that.
Oh, stop being so silly, Alan. There's nothing to be afraid of.
When you turn those lights on again, I'll be dead. And then you'll all be sorry.
Oh! Oh!
What? What's she screaming at? I've got my eyes shut, and I'd rather not open them.
Well, then open them and look over there, Alan.
It's a face. A glowing, silvery face of an old man.
No, I know I'm going to die.
That's why you scared everyone so. That's the face of Ned Malcolm.
Now I know I've lost my mind through sheer unadulterated terror.
That face is painted on the back of your cape, Rhoda. Painted on with phosphorus.
Oh, and so another mystery was solved by magic. Alan, do you think it'd take your mind off things if Blackstone showed us a trick? I'll turn on the light.
All right.
Well, how about a bit of hypnotism, Alan?
Who's to be the victim?
You are. Now, look. First, I close my fists. Then I set one on top of the other in front of my chest.
Right.
Now, grab my wrists and look straight in my eyes.
All right. What do I do now?
Try to draw my fists apart, sideways.
That's a cinch.
It isn't as easy as you think, Alan.
It isn't?
Mm-mm.
Just watch. Hey, I can't budge him.
You're hypnotized.
Oh, I am, huh? I get it. You were just strong enough to keep your fist together. Now, if I tried that with Rhoda...
Go right ahead, Alan. Here, I'll plant one fist on the other. Now, grab my wrist.
All right. I'm gripping them.
Huh? Yes. Mm-hmm. You're hypnotized already, Alan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, and I'm going to look right into Rhoda's eyes, because that is a cinch. And I'm not hypnotized. Watch. Here they go.
Only they don't go, Alan.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Wait, I'll try again. Hey, maybe I am hypnotized.
Then you give up?
Certainly do. You win, Rhoda. Just as Blackstone did. Only if this is a trick...
It is a trick, Alan. And as soon as you've snapped out of your trance, we'll explain it to you. Have you figured it out?
No, Blackstone, I haven't. Tell me, if you will, please, why couldn't I draw your fists apart when you held one on the other?
You were drawing sideways, weren't you, Alan?
Yes, of course, with my hands gripping your wrist.
Well, it was really the difference between push and pull. I was pushing one fist hard upon the other.
And there's more power to a push than to a pull.
That's right. In pulling sideways, you were diverting your strength. You'd have to be a lot stronger than I am to draw my fists apart, Alan.
But I certainly am a lot stronger than Rhoda, yet I couldn't draw her fists apart.
Well, that's because Rhoda added a special trick that you didn't suspect.
That's right, Alan. See, Blackstone told me how to work it.
Show Alan the system, Rhoda.
Well, I put my right fist on my left, and then I tell you to look into my eyes.
Only this time, watch Rhoda's fist instead, and let him see what happens, Rhoda.
Look, Alan. I simply loosen my right fist and lift my left thumb...
into your right fist.
Exactly, that's it. Then I grab that thumb good and tight. Well, just try to draw my fist apart now.
I wouldn't have a chance.
Right.
Well, for once, you're right, Alan. And that's the trick of making your fists stick together, one on top of the other, no matter how hard anyone tries to draw them apart. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye. Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the accusing corpse and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.